Hello, my name is Clarissa. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry, you asked me what now?
Yes, sir. How may I help you today?
Well, I guess I'm trying to find out a little bit of information. I live in Tuscaloosa County, and I've been trying to get an appointment for my mother. My mother is 99 years old. I'm 70, so I don't qualify yet, but mother's 99, and I've called the Tuscaloosa County Health Department. You can hardly get in. I mean, they put, you know, you, I finally talked to the operator, and they are swamped. So I guess my question or my comments to y'all, I mean, the operator actually told me the lady I needed to speak with or leave a message to, Belinda was her name. She has four other counties besides Tuscaloosa County she's overseeing or something. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. It sounds like our county health department is overrun with calls and everything else. And I just, you know, is it because the Pfizer vaccine, you've got to keep it so cold? Is that the one that we're using, the reason we can't put it in the pharmacies and places like that to make it more available?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't have that type of information to confirm that. I do know what we're doing here now is pre-registering citizens for the vaccine in their county. You said your health department is a little overwhelmed. Yes, sir.
Yes,
are you
ahead.
Trying to pre-register for the vaccine in your county?
Well, yes and no. I called last week, and the lady was going to try to get my mother in Friday. She said she had 240 vaccines and 238 RE appointments, so there was two left, and she was going to try to get my mother in, but simply because she was 99. I mean, you know, she sort of go to the top of the list. But anyway, she never gave me a call, so I just called back to see, because she said she'd get back with me Monday. Well, today's Monday. And I called back, and you can't get to talk to anybody because they're overrun with phone calls. So you just have to leave a voicemail. And I've got an appointment for my mother at DCH Hospital, but it's March the 25th. You know, that's the first appointment that they had. Now, this lady at the health department told me that she tried to get me back in. You know, call me Monday to see what she could do, but. The way they're overrun, I don't know where she'll be able to get back to me or not. Whether, you know, I saw what I'm saying, you know. I just don't quite understand why we don't have more places, facilities giving out the vaccine where we can get it faster, you know. I don't know whether you can lodge a complaint with the governor or with whoever's in the health department who's head of it. But, you know, as a taxpayer, I got a complaint, you know.
yes, sir. I'm so sorry. I just pre-registered citizens for the vaccine. Would you like the CDC normal to file a report, or would you like to pre-register?
Well, when you say pre-registers, that's really not setting up an appointment, is it?
No, sir, it's not. You're basically going to list until they have anything available.
And that's no telling when. The system that the state has got set up to me is ridiculous. And I know you're just an operator. I wished I could talk to somebody in authority and let them know, you know, how I feel about it. But I feel like our state officials are letting the people of Alabama down. You know, that's the way I feel. Anyway, I mean, so. I guess, putting it on that, whatever you called it, I wouldn't even expect to get a phone call back. The Tuscaloosa County, they had someone else. The lady told me that I did get to talk with last week. She told me that it wasn't the Tuscaloosa County Health. They had another, I guess, business they contracted it out to somebody, an 800 number to call in. And I called it, and they told me that they'd send me an email on my email address to when the appointment would be. And I never got it. So that's the reason I called the health department early last week. And then that lady told me, she said they were changing. Evidently, they had had problems with that. And they weren't doing that. So Monday would be starting all over again. And that's what I was trying to do something today, you know, with the health department. But like I said, all I could do was leave a voicemail to that lady's office number. And I'll just have to wait till I get a call back. But, you know, from that point, maybe it was just the local health department, but they messed up by getting this, contracting it out to whoever, and they just didn't do a very good job evidently, because I never got a email from them telling me when I would have an appointment for my mother. It's just a big mess, in my opinion. not well organized at all.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry I'm not able to help.
All right. Well, I voiced a little bit of frustration out on you, so I hope you have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.